Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 250. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference returns June 10th. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the scenic Chugach Mountains in the backdrop of Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's announcement Tuesday. It will host its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly referred to as WWDC, online from June 10th through 14th. Developers and students will have the opportunity to celebrate in person at a special event at Apple Park on opening day. Free for all developers, WWDC 24 will spotlight the latest iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, tvOS, and visionOS advancements. As part of Apple's ongoing commitment to helping developers elevate their apps and games, the event will also provide them with unique access to Apple experts, as well as insight into new tools, frameworks, and features. Susan Prescott, Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Developer Relations, said, "We're so excited to connect with developers from around the world for an extraordinary week of technology and community at WWDC 24. WWDC is all about sharing new ideas and providing our amazing developers with innovative tools and resources to help them make something even more wonderful," she finished. Developers and students will be able to discover the latest Apple software and technologies by tuning into the keynote, and they can experience WWDC 24 throughout the week on the Apple Developer app, Apple Developer website, and YouTube. All of these apps can be found on the App Store. This year's conference will include video sessions and opportunities to engage with Apple designers and engineers and connect with the worldwide developer community. WWDC 24 will include an in-person experience on June 10th that will provide developers the opportunity to watch the keynote at Apple Park, meet the Apple team members, and take part in special activities. Space will be limited, and details how to apply to attend can be found on the Apple Developer site and app. Apple said it is proud to support the next generation of developers through the Swift Student Challenge, one of many Apple programs that seek to uplift the next generation of developers, creators, and entrepreneurs. On March 28th, Thursday, this year's applicants will be notified of their status, and winners will be eligible to apply for an in-person experience at Apple Park. 50 distinguished winners, who are recognized for outstanding submissions, will be invited to Cupertino for a 3-day experience. Apple will share additional conference information in advance of WWDC 24 through the Apple Developer app and website. Historically, the Apple keynote is allowed to be viewed and is surely one you don't want to miss. We will let you know as soon as we hear the news and any news coming from WWDC 24. That's what we know about WWDC 24 so far. There'll be more news coming soon. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. You can go to X at minutes_Mac. Or on Facebook. If you are listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. And we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com and is open to everyone. Other places we are on social media include Twitter, Facebook, and a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group available on Facebook. You can provide input, special events, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I share articles from other knowledgeable tech journalists that I believe are informative. I encourage you to join. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast, brought to you by our friends at the Blueberry Podcasting Platform. Thank you, and have a good week.